Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, Sedgwick County officials are exploring a new sales tax option as funding for Interest Bank Arena maintenance because that fund has neared exhaustion. The arena's reserve fund, which has sustained building maintenance for the past 15 years, has dwindled to approximately $800,000. County projections show that these funds will be depleted by 2027, which has prompted officials to seek some form of alternate revenue source. With us now to tell us a little bit about what's going on and what alternative funding may be available is Sedgwick County Commissioner Jim Howell. Jim, thank you for joining us. Happy Thanksgiving to you, brother.
And by the way, congratulations to you as well for 7 years. This is a
big
deal.
Thank you. Well, you know,
proud of you, man.
Well, you know, I got a face for radio. What can I say?
Well, I'm glad to be here tonight. And
thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
You've been with us from the beginning.
Sure.
I think you were one of my first guests on that first week. So.
I've loved being on your show from time to time.
Thank you.
It's always
been
good discussion.
Well, in fact, weren't you? I think you were one of my guest hosts for that period
of
time.
I was for a short time when you could, for some reason, couldn't be on the
host. Well, you know, I had this hankering to run for office again. Who knows? Maybe sometime. Right now, we'll see. Maybe. You never know.
Good things ahead.
And there's an announcement coming. So did I describe that accurately?
Not exactly. So
I got that from the Wichita Eagles. So if it's not accurate, then I blame the Eagles.
Well, that's okay. So a couple of things. First of all, the discussion is really something I generated. I'm just one commissioner. It's just an idea. There is a problem, and that is, and by the way, when the voters voted to create the arena, without saying it explicitly, there's an understanding that there is going to be an obligation for government to take care of this building that the taxpayers
own. Well, yeah, it's an asset. We need to take care of our assets.
Thankfully, there was actually no plan to have a reserve fund from the very beginning. We actually collected about $15.5 million additional on top of what it took to build that facility. So that became the reserve fund, which has taken care of this building for 15 years. And you do the quick math, it's about $1 million a year on average. They have raised ticket prices to cover some of the cost. There has been new contracts from time to time. They've done a lot of things trying to make that fund last as long as it has. But we knew this day was going to come. And now now it's upon us. And so the question is, what are we going to do? If we don't do anything at all, it's going to become a property tax problem. And so I just said to my colleagues, I said, I am tired of people, you know, throwing things on property tax funds. We need to find a different way to fund government. And this is just getting tiring. And you know, everyone is so beat to death on property taxes. Some people say tax is a tax is a tax. I understand that side. But also, if I asked you, would you spend last year in sales tax? Nobody can actually answer the question. It is a tax that seems to be a little bit less frustration for the taxpayer.
Well, and it's also paid by visitors. And
that's true. About 30%. And so I just said, look, you know, I've been talking about this for years. Doing what I call revenue replacement. There's a lot of things in our budget that are discretionary. We don't have to do them. Probably the two things we have to do, because they were voter approved, is taking care of Sedgwick County Zoo. I know that seems hard for some people to understand, but that was voter approved back in 1971. So we had that for 50 years now. On top of that, Intrust Bank Arena.
And of course, so, you could put that on the ballot and let voters decide if they wanted to stop funding that.
But in the meantime, we have an obligation to have a zoo. It was a mandate of the people. Now, it doesn't mean it has to be, you know, it has to be as big as it is. It doesn't have to spend as much money as it does. Magnitudes of order is a decision we make. But regardless, there we have to have a zoo according to the vote that happened in 1971. And so the question is, we have to take care of this building. Intrust Bank Arena is a $300 million building today. It's a $300 million asset, and how to take care of that. You know, if we spent $1 or $2 million a year taking care of that building, and why do I say $2 million? Because it is aging. It's 15 years old now, and it's going to require a couple million dollars. But
Can I ask you something real quick on that? So if that was a 50-year deal, in 2021, then that ended the obligation by taxpayers to pay for the zoo, correct?
Well, no, I was just saying, I'm simply saying that vote was 50 years ago. There was no sunset for that obligation. That zoo was forever.
Technically, well, if it was 50 years, it was a 50-year obligation.
Not for the zoo. I don't think so. I think that was a forever. That was forever. So once we have the zoo, I've read all the documents. I've never seen any place where it said this is an obligation for 50 years. And so,
okay.
As far as I know, that was a forever
vote. I thought you said 50 years.
No, I simply said we started that vote 50 years ago.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
My point is this, though. The Intrust Bank Arena is a $1 to $2 million problem per year going forward. That's a lot of money. Now, again, we could add that to our property tax rolls. And again, that's probably what will happen.
You're right. I think people are getting exhausted.
But let's face reality, though. You start adding up all of the culture and rec things that the county does. Intrust Bank Arena is becoming part of that list. But Sedgwick County Zoo, we've supported Exploration Place for years. You add in things like Sedgwick County Park.
Right.
There's all kinds, you know, Lake Afton and on it goes. Plus there's, I call it community programs, things like the Extension Office, for example, or the Child Advocacy Center, or Project Access, or things like that. These are all discretionary things we do. They're good things. People tend to support them. You add up all of that stuff, all the community-based programming and economic development too. It is still a little bit less than $35 million if you add everything together. So a 0.25% sales tax would estimate we would generate probably a little bit more than $35 million a year. I can move all of the discretionary spending to sales tax. In other words, take them off of property tax forever, lower the mill levy by about 4.5 mils.
Which would translate to what on a $200,000 home, roughly?
Well, again, we understand our entire mill levy is 27 mils. So it's 4.5 out of 27. So that's in terms of a percentage, it's about 20% of our property tax would be taken off. So we have out of $208 million tax levy for the entire county, $35 million is completely removed and goes to sales tax. Now, on a $100,000 home, again, you ask the question in that direction, it doesn't sound like very much, but think of it in terms of percentages. It is a large amount of money. Again, $35 million is nothing to sneeze at here.
Right. So effectively, then what you would do is guarantee that all that money that is currently collected and goes to property tax would no longer be collected.
Right. In fact,
because that's, I know one of the issues that people worry about is that would continue to be collected on property tax.
Sure. So a couple of caveats, again, because people don't trust government, and I understand they don't trust them. I don't trust them either. There would be a sunset in 2030 by some of my proposal, and then every 8 years thereafter. If people don't support it, it just goes back to where we are today. Now, bear in mind, while this is in place, these entities cannot receive property taxes at all. They're cut off. So there's a zero-sum game of dollars that provides funding to discretionary spending. As long as that exists, that's the only place they can get their money. And again, if we go into recession, they got to tighten their belt. There is no place else to get money. They are cut off from property taxes.
And the other caveat is that property tax money cannot be spent. It has to go to lower property tax.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's correct. So we have to, so again, and if people find out that we did not lower property taxes, they have the way to basically undo this. And so one of the problems I see right now, there's rumor mill, okay? And I've not been briefed on these officially, but Wichita's talking about a 1% sales tax, and the state's talking about a 0.5% sales tax. Maybe they're not talking about it at the high levels, but this discussion's out there. The 0.5% sales tax doesn't require voter approval. It's just a legislative action if they should do that. And that's to fund community colleges. I'm not saying it's going to happen.
Yeah, I can tell you I have not heard the state one, so I doubt. Sure. I doubt the state one happens. I'm very familiar with the city one.
Sure. And the city one, we're talking about a 1%, and just simple calculations, it's probably a little more than $100 million a year. I've heard some numbers about 70% would be for new spending. I've heard people say that maybe less, like 80% would be for new spending. We don't know. There'll be some property tax reduction, but I think out of $100 million, a large chunk of that's going to be for, and by the way, they say some police and fire, so they get some subsidy out of this. That, in my opinion, is a good way to sell it, okay? Some property tax relief, that's a good way to sell it. That sounds pretty good. But you can't ignore the fact the majority of this money will be used for new spending. And that's my concern. And I think we're talking about 7 to 10 year sunset. And so
my problem is I've been brought into the loop on this and have a great deal of information on it. And until they want to share it publicly, I probably can't. But some of the things that you've said are accurate.
And two more things. Fairly accurate. I believe that if this is going to happen by Wichita, it's going to be mid-March when this is voted upon.
Correct.
I think there's reasons why it won't pass. I think you're probably right. I don't know if it will or it won't. But if it does pass, then, by the way, they don't require legislative approval. They just put it on the ballot. If it did pass, I would suspend my proposal. This is only going to happen if the legislature gives us permission to do this. We have to go to the legislature.
Right.
They would also have to change the formula so we can retain the $35 million or whatever that fund would generate. Those are two things the legislature would have to approve, and that would be on the condition that Wichita does not actually pass their sales tax for whatever reason. So either they don't put it up for a vote or it fails on the ballot. Either case, only then would my proposal come to light.
Yours would be significantly smaller.
It'd be a quarter percent versus the 1%. So mine is almost, I'd say 90%, 95% tax relief and 5% new spending to take care of this interest bank arena.
Yeah, theirs is quite a bit different.
I can
tell you, and it's a lot more expensive.
Sure. And so again, this is just discussion. If we're going to get this out, we've got to get people to say that they support the idea. They would rather see the county do this versus the other proposals. But there is a limit to people can't just continue to tax more and more and more. People are tired. I don't care what kind of tax it is. They're tired of taxes.
The question is, though,
out of all the bad taxes, which one's the least bad? I guess sales tax is probably the least bad. And we do have a real problem here. We have to take care of this building. It's just another problem, another chapter in the problem with property taxes. We have such a dependency on property taxes to add anything to that. We've got to stop.
Yeah, I think you're right. Jim, if folks are interested, if they want to connect with you, if they want to give you feedback one way or the other, or what's the best way for them?
I would love to hear from them. They can, first of all, email me at jim.howell@sedgwick.gov. That's a great email. My cell phone, 316-253-6797. Give me a call or text. I'll try to return the phone call. I'd love to hear from people. If they think it's a bad idea, great. We'll just kill it now. But if it's got some chance to move forward, we have to hear from people, because all these ideas are out there. And my opinion is we have to find a solution. Anything we can do to lower property taxes has my interest.
There's a brave elected official for you putting out his cell phone. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate you, brother.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.